Well, yesterday we celebrated the great feast day of Our Lady of the Rosary. And at the 8:30 Mass, I explained the 15 promises of our Blessed Mother for Christians who recite the Rosary faithfully. Since it is the month of October, I wanted to share that with all of you today at this 12 noon Mass. Our Blessed Mother appeared to St. Dominic and Blessed Alain de la Roche and gave many blessings and promises of those who faithfully pray the Rosary. And I'm sure these promises would go to anybody who prays faithfully. Anybody who is a man or woman of prayer, I'm sure these promises would apply, but I think especially to the praying of the Rosary. Our Blessed Mother says that whoever shall faithfully serve me by the recitation of the Rosary shall receive signal graces. See, the word signal graces means special or abundant graces. Our Lady says, I promise my special protection and the greatest graces to all who shall recite the Rosary. So if you pray the Rosary faithfully, our Blessed Mother will watch over you, protect you and your loved ones, and you'll receive great graces, not just small graces, but abundant graces, if you're faithful at prayer, especially the Holy Rosary. The Blessed Mother says, the Rosary shall be powerful armor against hell. So we're in a spiritual battle. St. Paul says we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. So we're in a warfare. That's why life on earth is called being in the church militant. This church in purgatory is the church suffering. The church in heaven is the church triumphant. So be we, because we are soldiers at our confirmation, and we need weapons. And our weapons are prayer and the power of the Rosary. The Blessed Mother says this will be an armor against hell. It will do three things: destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. So think about that, that prayer destroys vice. It decreases sin and defeats heresies. So we need this in modern society with all the evil and vice of society. The Rosary is the weapon to destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat all the rampant heresies that are there. That's why Our Lady is sometimes called the Hammer of Heretics, because she is the mother of the way, the truth, and the life. The Blessed Mother goes on to say, praying the Rosary will cause virtue and good works to flourish. See, those who pray the Rosary do many good works, and they practice virtue. It will obtain for souls the abundant mercy of God. Because you say, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. It will withdraw the hearts of men from the love of the world and the vanities, and will lift them to the desire of eternal things. So prayer helps us focus on heaven and not on the vanities of this passing temporary world. Oh, that souls would sanctify themselves by this means, our Blessed Mother prays. The soul which recommends itself to me by the recitation of the Rosary shall not perish. That the Lord and the Blessed Mother will give us special graces to save our soul if we pray faithfully every day, especially the Rosary. Whoever shall recite the Rosary devoutly, that's important, we have to pray devoutly, applying himself to the consideration of the sacred mysteries. So we have to meditate upon the mysteries of the Rosary, not just say the words, the Our Fathers and the Hail Marys, but meditate and picture the scenes of the Rosary. Meditate upon the mysteries. Very important. You shall not be conquered by misfortune. Now, it doesn't say you won't have misfortunes or challenges or difficulties, but it says you will not be conquered by them. Do you see the difference? You won't be conquered by misfortune. You'll always be given enough grace to carry the cross. God will not chastise him in his justice. He shall not perish by an unprovided death. An unprovided death is dying without the sacraments. We want to die in the state of grace. If he be just, he shall remain in the grace of God and become worthy of eternal life. The Blessed Mother goes on to promise, whoever shall have a true devotion for the rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the church. Isn't that a comforting thought, that a priest will be there to administer the sacraments? If you faithfully have prayed the rosary, you will die with the anointing of the sick, the apostolic pardon, the last rites. I'm sure if you've been faithful in praying every day for a holy death. Because remember, every time you pray the rosary, 50 times you say, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Those who are faithful to recite the rosary shall have during their life and at their death the light of God and the plenitude of his graces. At the moment of death, they shall participate in the merits of the saints in paradise. See, we have this cloud of witnesses, as the book of Hebrews says. And again, every time we've said a Hail Mary, imagine hopefully during our life we'll have said thousands and tens of thousands and maybe hundreds of thousands of times, pray for us now at the hour of our death. I shall deliver from purgatory those who have been devoted to the Holy Rosary. Again, that's a very comforting thought, that if you've been faithful in praying the rosary, that she'll take you from purgatory and help you to be purified to enter the kingdom of God. And the last few promises of Our Lady, the faithful children of the rosary shall merit a high degree of glory in heaven. You shall obtain all you ask of me by the recitation of the rosary. All those who propagate the Holy Rosary shall be aided by me in their necessities. So if you're smart, you'll propagate and promote the Holy Rosary. You'll get people to say it, your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, your friends in the hospitals and nursing homes. See, if you promote the rosary, it says you'll be given graces in all your necessities. So members of the Legion of Mary, Knights of Columbus, and those who promote the rosary, and all other wonderful organizations that promote the rosary, you'll be given special graces. I have obtained from my divine Son that all the advocates of the rosary shall have for intercessors the entire celestial court during their life and at the hour of their death. So you'll be the friends of the angels and saints. All who recite the rosary are my sons and brothers of my only Son, Jesus Christ. So you'll be truly a child of God and a brother and sister of Christ. And lastly, number 15, devotion to my Holy Rosary is a great sign of predestination. Predestination, that means that the Lord does have a place for us in the kingdom of God if we but cooperate with God's grace. See, God gives everybody enough grace to be saved. Everybody is given enough grace to become a saint. And if we're devoted to the rosary, we're heading in the right direction. We're heading towards, ultimately, what God has destined for us, which is to be with him forever in the kingdom of God.